Who? Sentinel, written by Matthew Capelke. Part 3.
Oh my god!
That ship! It's huge!
I'd say at least the size of a continent.
What the hell is going on? Who's on that ship?
More Cybermen. Judging by its size, I'd say about 1 billion more.
How could we possibly hope to stand up to that might?
You cannot. It is clear that victory is ours.
Doctor, is he right? Have the Cybermen won?
Yes, they've won. The Cybermen have won.
Doctor, you can't just give up the fight like this. It can't be the end.
I wish you were right. I wish I could honestly say that we can somehow defeat the Cybermen. But as it stands, the facts speak against hope. Just look at the odds we have to face, Chloe. And worse, that ship is probably the first of many. I doubt if all the gold on Earth could stop this lot.
Silence! Open a communication channel with the Cyber Commander. Leader.
We are the Cybermen. Stand down and prepare to be boarded. Resistance is useless.
Leader, a small craft has been dispatched from the main ship and is approaching this station in a docking trajectory.
Excellent. Soon, Doctor, both you and the humans will face the might of two cyber forces, separated by the interdimensional gulf, but now united for the first time.
No.
They have docked. Sensors report a large number of foreign units heading towards the bridge. They emit a similar frequency to our forces.
That will be the Cyber Commander and his personal guard. It is time to prepare for the invasion of Mutter's Spiral. Place the human captives in the cargo hold for the time being. Then begin the installation of the cybernetic converter. These four will make suitable test subjects with the equipment when it is assembled. The equipment can then be used to convert any surviving humans.
Yes, leader. Come with me.
So what do we do now?
We wait.
How inspiring.
Commander!
Oh, it's all right. Don't worry. I'm sure there's a way out. We just haven't thought of it yet.
Doctor, who are these Cybermen?
How can you not know? They're an integral part of human history, not to mention the fact that we're currently at war with them.
Let's just say I've been out of the loop for a while.
Oh, we've enough time, so I might as well tell you the whole story, Chloe. You see, millennia ago, by Earth time, a species of humanoids nearly identical to Terrans sought a solution to a serious problem they had. Their bodies were dying out. They perfected the art of cybernetics, but the feedback and maintenance systems they used to stay in working order involved the reproduction of machine functions in human beings.
Their metal limbs gave them the strength of 10 men, and their inbuilt respiratory system allowed them to live in the airless vacuum of space. They were immune to cold and heat and immensely intelligent and resourceful. Their large silver bodies became practically indestructible, as mankind discovered time and again over the years.
And that's how the first Cybermen were born?
Not quite. They had one final perfection to mask before that title could be rightfully applied to them. But any human could see this last modification as an impediment. You see, they have no heart, no emotions, no feelings. They live by the inexorable laws of pure logic. Love, hate, anger, even fear were eliminated from their lives when the last flesh was replaced by plastic. They had achieved their immortality at a terrible price. They became dehumanized monsters. And, like Earth monsters down through the ages, real and mythical alike, they became aware of the lack of love and feeling in their lives and substituted another goal. Power.
You paint a depressing picture, Doctor.
Yeah, but a staggeringly accurate one.
Even so, Captain, you said mankind has defeated them before. How?
Humans have, up to this point, used a variety of methods to defeat the Cybermen. None of them available to us at this time, unfortunately. But there's one technique that mankind hasn't used yet. Gold. You see, it's the perfect non-corrodible metal. It plates their breathing apparatus and, in effect, suffocates them.
That's right. You mentioned something about that on the bridge. How does that help us?
Well, at the moment, it doesn't. but I do have a few bags of gold dust in the TARDIS which may help us.
If only we could get to the TARDIS.
I'm sorry, the what?
Oh, the TARDIS is my ship. It carries me through time and space. TARDIS, it stands for Time and Relative Dimension in Space.
I see.
I can see that you don't. Never mind, I bid it grace.
Who's...
Now, back to the problem at hand. You're right, Chloe, about the gold dust. It's of no use to us whilst we're separated from the TARDIS. However, my sonic screwdriver has the ability to disorientate a Cyberman, though only for a few seconds. That should be the time we need to get out of this cargo bay. Then we head back to the TARDIS.
And attack the Cybermen with gold dust?
No, I haven't enough to knock out this many Cybermen. I suggest we flee the station and inform Earth authorities of the Cyberman presence.
First sensible thing I've heard all day.
But surely there are people still alive on this station. Shouldn't we look for them and take them with us?
Chloe, even if anybody did survive that onslaught, then they're probably in the process of being converted into Cybermen as we speak. In which case, they're better off dead. Just give me a moment to distract the guard, and then we'll head off. Excuse me, Mr. Cyberman, but I believe you missed human over there.
Return to where you were, or I will destroy you.
Very well. Have it your way. Come on, let's get out of here.
Sir, the Cyberman's weapon.
Good idea, Commander. This could be useful. Let's go.
The Cyber Commander approaches, Leader. Welcome, Cyber Commander.
Are you the ones who provided us with the means to access this dimension?
We are. It is now time to plan the Cybermen's greatest triumph, the eradication and cyberconversion of this entire spiral arm of the galaxy. We are now the superior force.
You are incorrect. We are the superior force. You are inferior.
That is not true. We are equals in this war.
Your logic is flawed. You are not like us. We are superior and you must be destroyed to allow the master plan to function at peak efficiency.
What is this? They are defective. Eradicate them. They resist our firepower, Leader.
Destroy the hostile units. Secure all essential areas of this station and destroy all surviving enemies. We must bring the rest of the fleet through the wormhole.
If my sense of direction serves me well, the TARDIS shouldn't be too much further away.
Doctor!
What have they done?
Appears they've converted this storage hold into some sort of rudimentary conversion chamber.
It's horrible!
At least it isn't full.
What are you trying to imply, Doctor? Are you celebrating the fact that only 1, 2, 3 personnel besides the captain and myself survived that massacre?
Of course not! But the fate these three are enduring is much worse than death. Very soon they will become cold, heartless Cybermen.
There must be something we can do, isn't there, Doctor?
Oh, it's possible. If the conversion isn't too far gone, we may be able to save them from this terrible fate.
A skipper never abandons his men, Doctor. I'm all for the idea.
All right, but I needn't remind you all to proceed with caution.
What should we do first, Doctor?
Let me take a quick look at the control computer to see who can be saved.
This is terrible, Captain. I can't believe we're standing here making a choice about who lives and who dies.
If the Doctor's right, then the Cybermen have already made that choice for us. Besides, would you rather leave all three of these soldiers here to be turned into those things?
I'm afraid only one of these men has any chance of surviving a reversal. The sad truth is that he's the only one whose mental processes have not yet been tampered with.
Which one?
This one.
It's Corporal Tiller, Captain.
If I spoke to him, Doctor, would he understand me?
I think so.
Tiller. Can you hear me, Tiller?
I hear you, Captain. Loud and clear.
Corporal, can you access the cyber neural net?
I can. bed.
Excellent. Ask what the procedure is to reverse the conversion process.
You mean you don't know how to save him?
I never said I knew how the conversion process works. I only know that there's an outside chance that it can be done.
I have queried the neural net. It states that my condition has passed the final turnaround point. The process cannot be reversed on me without causing irreparable and fatal tissue damage.
I'm sorry, Tiller, you were a good soldier.
Captain, that's not all I have learned from my scan of the net.
What else did you learn?
Asylum is from the power of dimension. I am becoming one.
Yes, I know, I'm sorry.
Don't you see, Captain? There's more to it than that. He was being converted by the Cybermen from this dimension, but now the alternate Cybermen have taken over.
They have control of the station. Very few of the weaker Cybermen have survived.
What else have you learned? Their plans, the plans of the new Cybermen. What are they?
They were losing the Cyber War in their own dimension. Here they will surely win because the Alliance here is not prepared to serve the superior fighting force.
For a bunch of logical toy soldiers, they're certainly conceited. Well, that settles it. We have to destroy the drive before any more Cybermen come through that wormhole.
What about Corporal Tiller, Doctor?
Well, I've never been an advocate of euthanasia, but the decision remains his.
I am afraid to die, Captain.
Leave us.
Captain!
I said leave us!
Perhaps you could answer me this much, Commander. Why do you have a wormhole generator on this station anyway?
It's part of an experimental project that was being conducted here. Before the war, this was a scientific station, and we were working on cracking the secrets of time travel. Then, when the war broke out, it became our best hope for sneak attacks. But only as a last resort. We never really mastered its directional control.
Why you humans insist on experimenting with temporal dynamics all the time is beyond me. Not everyone can be lords of time, you know.
The Cybermen won't pose a threat to Tiller anymore.
The second flotilla of 100,000 cyber units will proceed through the wormhole in 15 of the time units used on these Earth controls. Prepare the docking bay for their arrival. Success is imminent.
Doctor Who, Sentinel, written by Matthew Kapelke. Part 3 of 4, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Lorna Hill as Chloe Richards, Vitol Tietze as Captain Ricketts, Bill Billingsley as Commander Pashley and the Cyber Scout, Scott Marshall as Corporal Tiller, David Hutchinson as the Cyber Leader and the Cyber Commander, and Jeff Kelly as the Cyber Lieutenant and a Cyberman. Production, script editing was performed by Vitol Tietze. Recording was arranged by Matthew Kapelke and Dario Weston. Title music was by Ron Grainer and arranged by Dominic Glynn. Incidental music was by Malcolm Clark and Peter Howell. Editing and special sound was by Matthew Kapelke. Produced and directed by Matthew Kapelke. Copyright 1999, Back to Reality Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.